Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said we're told the two can live as cheaply as one. And at today's prices, they'd better. We're happy to have the privilege of Bible study again today. We're glad that you're listening, and we're hopeful that our study today will be of interest to you. All right, we get back to our subject, and we're talking about the fact that we want to know what does the Bible say in regard to the matter of unity. The Bible is God's standard of right and wrong. And so, in order for a thing to be right, it has to be approved by the Word of God. Thus, a study of the Bible is vitally important to us. We cannot know what God approves unless we study His Word. Therefore, we've been talking about what does the Bible say about the idea of unity. Nobody would deny, if they stopped to think about it, that division exists among religious people. But notice the fact that that division is not caused by the Word of God. Sometimes people accuse the Lord in a bad way in regard to the matter of division. They talk about how we're divided because of what the Bible says. Friends, that's not where we're divided. We're not divided on what the Bible says. We're divided over what we say that is not in the Bible. That's the reason that division does so exist. We noted a plea by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 when he pleaded with the people to all be together, to all speak the same thing, be of the same mind, and the same judgment, and not to have division among them. Paul made that plea. And you and I, if we believe the Bible to be inspired of God, would have to believe that Paul knew what he was talking about. He was not just guessing about it. He was telling us division does exist, but unity can exist if we'll follow His teachings. Then also we noted a prayer that was offered by our Lord in John 17. This prayer was offered just shortly before the Lord died on the cross for the sins of mankind. The Lord prayed for His apostles, but He also prayed for you and me. He prayed for us if we believe on Him through the words of the apostles. The key in that passage is that unity is possible. We can all be one if we believe on the Lord through the words of the apostles, not through some creed book, not through the ideas of men or the doctrines of men, but rather through what the apostles have written. Therefore, unity can exist. Notice also that the lack of unity, according to Jesus, is responsible for making infidels. That the world may believe, Jesus said, that Thou hast sent me. Our becoming a believer depends then on the teachings of God's Word, and as a result of that, it would help to make believers. What does division help to make? Well, it helps to make infidels, people who don't believe in God, who reject the Bible and reject the teachings of the Word of God. Well, so we've seen a prayer that Jesus offered, genuine and sincere. We've noted a plea of the Apostle Paul. Also, the Bible contains a plan. How is it that we can be united? Well, in writing to the church at Ephesus, Paul gives us a plan for unity. Notice that he says that we indeed ought to follow his instruction. He, as a prisoner of the Lord, is beseeching us that we indeed follow what he has said. We are united, and united believing and endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Then he goes ahead to say this, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all, through all, and in you all. Could you read those verses and get the idea, as he mentions seven times oneness, that he's talking about division? No, friends, he's not talking about division. He's talking about people getting together. And they do that on the basis of those 7 points. There is one body. The body is the church, Ephesians 1, 22, 23. There is one Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit of God. And he says the same thing to you in the Bible that he says to me. There is one hope of our calling. The hope is not here on this earth. The hope is to go to heaven when life here upon the earth is over. One Lord, that's Jesus Christ, who is head over the church. One faith, that is the faith of Jesus Christ, the faith revealed in the Word of God, that for which we must earnestly contend, Jude verse 3. There is one baptism, that's a baptism in water for the remission of past sins. There is one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in us all. 7 things that he mentions, that of which there is one. That teaches unity, doesn't it? God had a plan to bring us together, to unite us. And that plan needs to be followed by men and women today, as it always needs to be followed. Friends, God wants us to know what the Bible says about unity. I hope we've helped this week. We appreciate this opportunity and remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.